When you think of Australian rock and roll, Mark Seymour is the name that quickly comes to mind. His band, Hunters and Collectors, were inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame in 2005, and since their split, he's continued with a solo career. Tomorrow, he's releasing his 11th studio album with band The Undertow, and it's called The Boxer, and Mark Seymour joins us. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, lovely to speak to you. We're going to hear you perform in just a few minutes, which we're excited about. But first, tell me about the new album and the work with The Undertow, the Boxer.
Well, it was pretty much conceived at the end of the pandemic, and I was just trying to grapple with the lack of exercise, and I bought myself a bag and hung it in the garage and posted a picture of it swinging solo on Instagram, and then someone contacted me named Tiffany, who's was a pro boxer, and offered to train me. And I didn't have a clue, and I have no knowledge of the sport whatsoever. And that sort of began the story, and it sort of unfolded from there. And Dean from the record company asked me if I was interested in writing new songs, and they came pretty quickly, really. I mean, it was coming out of the pandemic. There was just this really, there was a sense that we may not have any more work. and I just really dug in and wrote a very personal record about resilience, self-reliance, the kinds of thought patterns that emerged for me in isolation, as they did for many Australians. And I really liked the metaphor of calling the album The Boxer, and the title track, of course.
Yeah.
Just the whole psychology of being in a ring and being totally dependent on your own resources for a very short period of time.
That sounds terrifying to me, doesn't it, to you?
Well, it's not as heavy as it sounds. It's actually quite there's a lot of joy in the gym, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
There's a lot of peripheral exercise that you do, and it's very technical. But as I said, the song itself is a metaphor for somebody's story about rising above adversity, and I felt that was a very strong theme I had to grapple with coming out of the pandemic.
Your lyrics are always very powerful. What is it about love? You've said that this is a love album.
Yeah.
What is it about love that kind of gets musicians like you constantly activated? Like, if it's really the biggest theme of all music.
Yeah, well, I think that it's deeply mysterious, the way human beings are attracted to each other. It runs much deeper than the way it's popularized. The themes of love are quite often very shallow, but there's a natural need for companionship and obviously intimacy, but just the sense that life really has no fundamental meaning unless you can actually communicate deeply with other people, particularly if you're lucky enough to able to have someone special in your life. And, you know, I really had to confront that on a really personal level. And this is a personal album. There's no question about that. And you know, looking back on the decades of material that I've produced, the songs that have brought that message home are the ones that people remember, and they're usually, the forms are much more coherent and simple and powerful. There you go.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, you're going to perform the title track of the album, The Boxer.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Thank you. And this is Cameron, by the way, over on guitar.
Hi, Cameron.
Hello.
All right, thanks, Cameron.
Thank you.
Sun came out on Friday. She told me she was done. Patched up her cuts and scratches. She said, I think my time has come to run from the hometown weather, run through the fire and the flood. She said, it's now or never. I got fighting in my blood.
walked out last summer, soon after the fire went through. There wasn't much left when the post office closed. Mama said, what else can we do? Girl, you're better off leaving. Don't get stuck in the country mud. She walked out with her gloves in her hands and fighting in her blood.
Mark Seymour and guitarist Cameron McKenzie, thank you. And
thank you, Patricia.
It was really great. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Performing The Boxer there for us. Now, Mark Seymour and The Undertow are heading around the country promoting their new album, The Boxer, starting in St Kilda tomorrow, and tickets are now available if you want to hear more of those tracks.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.